Candle shadows stretch long over the walls, making our faces look haunted and hollow. The chapel is hardly a comforting sight. It's ghostly. Certainly not some place I'd want to be alone after dark. I'm shivering at the thought of it. At long last, Mrs. Nightwing finishes her long-winded address, which makes me utter my own silent prayer of gratitude. Reverend Waite reads a benediction, and we're dismissed for dinner. One of the older girls stands at the door. When we reach her, she sticks out her foot and sends Anne sprawling to the floor. Her eyes dart past us where they find Felicity and Pippa a few heads behind. I give Anne my hand and help her to her feet. Are you all right? Fine, she says, giving the same straight-ahead stare that seems to be her only expression. The girl steps around her. You really should be more careful. The others stream past us, casting glances at us, giggling. Grace, charm, and beauty, Felicity says as she breezes past. I wonder what she would look like if someone were to cut off all her hair in her sleep. My first evening at prayers has not made me into a particularly charitable girl. Outside, the mist has thickened into a grey soup that settles around our legs. Down the hill lies the hazy outline of the enormous school, broken by thin slivers of lights from the various windows. Only one wing remains completely dark. I figure it to be the east wing, the one destroyed by the fire. It sits, curled and quiet as the gargoyles on the roof, as if waiting. For what, I don't know. Movement. To my right. A black cloak running through the trees, disappearing into the mist. My legs have gone rubbery. Did you see that? I ask, voice shaking. See what? Out there, somebody running about in a black cape. No, it's the fog. Makes you see things. I know what I saw. Someone was waiting there, watching us. It's cold, Anne says. Let's walk faster, shall we? She steps briskly ahead of me, letting the fog consume her till she's only a blue spot, a shadow of a girl, fading into nothing.